What about that grunting? What do you guys think of that? It sounds like that thing at the beginning of what's Tim Allen's show called? Home Improvement. Remember Tim Allen goes, whoops, sorry, my phone is on. All right, how's everybody doing tonight? Hey guys, this is me reading stuff. I'm Robin O'Neill. It's a late Saturday night, so this is an After Dark podcast. Although it should have been a regular old podcast on Thursday, but somebody's been in a bad mood. Wah. If you've ever watched the Howard Stern show in the great days of Artie Lang, that's what he would do when people had serious, like actual, legitimate, serious, devastating problems. The joke was to go, wah, like amputees and stuff like that. Anyway, it's very funny if you check it out, but, and now I do that to myself all the time. I mean, things are sad, but, you know, what do I expect? It's life. Things get sad. Things get upsetting. This week has not been a good one for me. I'm doing, you know what's funny? This is how mentally healthy I think I actually am, though. When things go poorly, when my feelings are hurt, and people have certainly hurt my feelings this week, I'm still okay. Like, as bad as it gets, it's funny, I go through the emotions like I normally would and like you should. I think one should feel hurt when people do hurtful things, right? And you do it, but you're still okay. And you give yourself a break. Like, for instance, today, by the way, I have noticed this about myself. I tend to get, if I have any residual anger or upset, it tends to come out when I'm in the shower. For whatever reason, that's when I do my angry thinking. So, by the way, is what I'm trying to say. I have a question for you. This is the question of the week. How hot do you like your showers? Do you like them cool? Do you like them mildly warm? Do you like them warm? Do you like them hot? Or do you like them scalding hot? I'm gonna ask you that question, and I'm going to tell you right now my answer. Let's see if you can guess it right now. I'm giving you a chance. Go ahead and guess what you think I like. You guessed it, scalding hot. I love burning hot. You know what else about me? Those of you who know me know this. My hands are basically like oven mitts. They can touch incredibly hot objects, like straight out of the oven even, and not get burned. It's the weirdest thing, and people don't believe me until they see it. Like, something about the palms of my hands don't get affected by heat. I think it's because I've talked about this many times. My hands are very hot. I'm very hot anyway. Like, my neck is hot. My hands are hot. I hate being hot. My hands maybe are so hot and sweaty and gross that whatever they encounter is like, can't be grosser than my hands. So I don't know what it is. Anyway, hot shower, angry feelings, upset, hurt. And then it just started to pile on, like all sorts of other things I'm upset about. And again, I have legitimate, these aren't just like, oh, Robin's being a baby. I actually have legitimate reasons to be upset. In all sorts of ways. I'm talking across the map, family, friends, acquaintances, strangers. Like, there are plenty. If I told you all the reasons, you'd be like, oh yeah, sorry girl. Anyway, I have these angry conversations in the shower. I'm not saying it's a good behavior. It's not every day, but when things are going on, I notice when I'm in the shower, I tend to get most upset. I turn that shower into a bath, and this is me taking care of myself. While I was taking the shower, I was like, all right, I wash my hair, I'm clean. Now is time to just calm the fuck down. So I stepped out of the shower, turned that shower into a bath with my lavender Epsom salts and my, this is all Dr. Teal's products, by the way, product placement, Dr. Teal's Epsom salts and foaming bath. I recommend eucalyptus and spearmint and lavender. I clearly should get sponsors because I think I could make money. I could go on and on about Kleenex with lotion and the Cool Touch. I could go on and on about Dr. Teal's. I talk to people at the store. If they're around that area and they start talking to me, that I will talk to them. We could talk endlessly about it, me and the strangers in the bubble bath aisle. Anyway, so I took a nice bath. I was going to read the book I'm reading, but honestly, I just had to sit there. And I'll be honest, I cried. I just had a good cry. I can't believe I'm admitting it, but it's true. I just cried. And yeah, that's the end of that story. I don't know what I was talking about. Hot showers. Anyway, it's weird. So I'm in this mood of being, having a really rough time and also knowing how strong I am. And that feels good. But also knowing how overwhelmed I am right now and how fragile my body is, unfortunately. Oh, but you know what? Speaking of all my body problems, I'm always talking about health problems, but I want to go ahead, if it's full transparency when I'm going through the shit that I go through with my body, I wanted to go ahead and report two excellent pieces of news. This is oversharing, but I don't care because I don't believe in oversharing. I do believe in oversharing is what I mean. I don't believe anything's an overshare. Well, there probably is oversharing, but you know what I mean. I have never had a mammogram where something didn't go wrong and I had to get something removed. All benign, thank God, for now. And this was the same thing where I was going in because my doctor felt something. And a year and a half ago, when I got a mammogram, this breast specialist felt another one growing, and they're like, well, let's just wait until next year. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's another benign one. So I had a mammogram recently and thought for sure I was going to have some problems. Guess what? First time ever in my life, it came back with results being totally fine. No problems. So that was a miracle and very exciting. And then the other one was, you know, for those of you who are newcomers, I have a very serious heart valve condition and, you know, I'm just kind of waiting for the day when I have to have a replacement surgery, not a heart transplant, but a very serious valve. It's hard to explain, but anyway, I'll have to get a new valve. And I never know, you know, I've been off of caffeine now for a year and a half because of all of this, which was great. I never should have been on caffeine. My EKG, I have to get an EKG every 3 to 6 months now, and I mean an echocardiogram. I take little EKGs at home all the time. I can't believe I'm almost at 8 minutes. Anyway, great news. You know, it's what you hope for when you have this condition is that you don't want any change in your heart condition. And there was no change. It's the same as it was 3 months ago or whenever I went. So that is so exciting. So thank you guys for always being so nice and thinking about me. And you know what I think it was? That I got a couple more reviews on Apple Podcasts. Just kidding, because I didn't get any new reviews. That was just my way of saying, if you're listening to this podcast and you like it, look, I don't ask for a lot. I don't ask for money. I don't have real advertisements. I'm just giving you my heart, and I'm just giving you some good stuff to read. Please write a review. There are so many, I mean, the amount of listeners compared to reviews is ridiculous. So please, if you could get on Apple Podcasts and write a little review, it would really mean a lot to me. I can't tell you, I'm not trying to guilt you into it, but seriously, my life kind of is rough right now. So when I do get a nice review, it honestly, it makes me very happy is all I'm saying. You know, I'm not, no shame in my game. What am I going to say? It makes me sad when I get a nice review. No, I like hearing feedback. It makes me happy. I'm sort of regretting what I was going to read to you. So, how am I going to do this? Well, look, it's poem time, and I was going to read you. Well, I'm still going to read you. I just tried to figure this out, but I'm immersed in it. So I'm going to read you something from Harold Bloom's book, How to Read and Why. That's a Simon & Schuster book, a very important book, I might add. If you've ever wanted to read a book that's sort of referring to the necessity of reading, I don't know. I mean, Harold Bloom is a very, very controversial figure in literature and poetry, but I got to tell you, I am obsessed with him in certain ways. He's a writer, literary critic. He's still alive, by the way, at age 88. And I didn't realize that. I'm sorry, Harold Bloom. I didn't realize you were still alive. I love listening to his interviews. Anyway, the point is I'm going to read a poem by an anonymous writer from the 1620s. It's called Tom O'Bedlam. It's in the tradition of a mad song. I know William Blake wrote a mad song. This is something that Harold Bloom believes that every real reader should be a memorizer of poems and passages from literature. I happen to agree with him, and I've been doing that since I was a kid. For whatever reason, I was just drawn to it. I'm a big lyric memorizer too. I can perform for you many songs if you would like me to. Anyway, this is a longer poem, so this is just going to be a long episode, and I kind of, it's late night, I can do whatever I want, and I want to do this. So this is, I don't know how else to get into this, but just today I've been in this mood where I was thinking a lot about Harold Bloom and listening to a lot of his interviews while I was in the studio, and it sort of saved the day for me in a lot of ways. So I guess this is my nod to Mr. Bloom. Is he a doctor? I'll just call him Dr. Bloom. Okay. Tom O'Bedlam. From the hag and hungry goblin that into rags would rend ye, the spirit that stands by the naked man in the book of moons, defend ye. That of your five sound senses you never be forsaken, nor wander from yourselves with Tom abroad to beg your bacon. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. Of 30 bare years have I, twice 20, been enraged, and of 40 been 3 times 15, in durance soundly caged. On the lordly lofts of Bedlam, with stubble soft and dainty, brave bracelets strong, sweet whips ding-dong, with wholesome hunger plenty. And now I sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. With a thought I took for maudlin, and a cruse of cockle pottage, with a thing thus tall, sky, bless you all, I befell into this dotage. I slept not since the conquest. Till then I never waked, till the roguish boy of love where I lay me found and stripped me naked. And now I sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. When I short have shorn my sow's face and swigged by horny barrel, in an oaken inn I pound my skin as a suit of gilt apparel. The moon's my constant mistress, and the lonely owl my marrow. The flaming drake and the night crow make me music to my sorrow. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. The palsy plagues my pulses when I prig your pigs or pullen, your culvers take or matchless make, your chanticleer or sullen. When I want provant with Humphrey, I sup, and when benighted, I repose in Paul's with waking souls, yet never am affrighted. But I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. I know more than Apollo, for oft when he lies sleeping, I see the stars as bloody wars in the wounded welkin weeping. The moon embrace her shepherd, and the queen of love her warrior, while the first doth horn the star of morn, and the next the heavenly farrier. While I do sing, any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. The gypsies, Snap and Pedro, are none of Tom's comrados. The punk I scorn, and the cut purse sworn, and the roaring boys' bravados. The meek, the white, the gentle, me handle, touch, and spare not. But those that cross Tom Rhinoceros do what the panther dare not. Although I sing any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid. Poor Tom will injure nothing. With an host of furious fancies, whereof I am commander, with a burning spear and a horse of air, to the wilderness I wander. By a night of ghosts and shadows, I summoned am to attorney. 10 leagues beyond the wide world's end, methinks it is no journey. Yet I will sing any food, any feeding, drink, or clothing. Come dame or maid, be not afraid. Poor Tom will injure nothing. And that is it. And I know this is atypical of the types of things I read on this podcast normally, which is what makes it fun. I don't want to get into any habit of types of poems or readings. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it is thought that the person who wrote this was in this hospital in London. I think it was a kind of like an insane, I don't know, the psych ward or something. And I think this poem is constantly like chanting how he wants everybody to understand that he is harmless, basically. So, I mean, that's a part of it anyway. But if you get this book of Harold Bloom's, again, How to Read and Why, you'll hear more about that. And there's so many, I mean, he doesn't want it to be considered an anthology, but it is, in a way. So, by the way, Harold Bloom also claims that he could, at one point, read 1,000 pages an hour. I'm just, let that soak in. What else? What else do I need to say? Oh, another thing about Harold Bloom that I love, he pronounces words very strangely and interesting, in a very interesting way. The one that I heard him say today a couple of times, he pronounces decades as decades. So for 10 decades, this has been prominent in literature. Decades! Isn't that crazy? All right, anyway, we got to close this thing out. Let's see. What do I have coming up? LA, Sunday, September 2nd. I'll be giving a reading at Pop Hop, the bookstore in Highland Park, at 3 p.m. Shout out to the wonderful and inspiring writer Diana Artarian for inviting me to do that. So kind of her. This is a new thing for me. I don't read my own writing on this podcast, of course. But I do and have read it to certain people in my life, certain supportive friends, and sometimes family members. But it's something I'm not shy, because I'm not shy in any way. I'm not shy about it, but I've just hesitated at this point in time. But anyway, I have had a few things published in the past. I don't think I'll be reading anything from that, but I will be reading September 2nd. In LA at Pop Hop. I will put a link in the description of the podcast for where you can find that and the book I just read from today. Also, Michigan, coming up on September 20th, I'll be there for an opening for a solo museum show at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. More information on that. It's called We the Masses because it also contains my animated film, We the Masses. So, directed by Owen Kidney. So it's an animated version of my work. If you haven't seen it, Michigan, come fuck with me. That's all I've got, everybody. I wish I could complain more. I wish I could love more. I wish I could do all sorts of things with you guys more. But I'm getting on the 20-minute mark. That's crazy. Be safe. Cuddle up with a blanket. Read a book. Memorize a passage. Go out for a walk. Drink some water. Eat a 4 o'clock apple. Get soft toilet paper. Don't be mean to people. Don't react. Don't be reactionary. Be calm. Take a bath. Take an unexpected... Cry in the bathtub like me if you have to. Put some peanut butter on a piece of dark chocolate like I just did before I did this. By the way, I have a sweet tooth now. Thanks a lot. I don't know what happened. I still don't want to eat fruit pie or warm fruit, but I do enjoy many sweet treats, including Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars, the ones with vanilla ice cream and chocolate and almond covering. I don't know the terminology for sweets yet, But trust me, I'm all about it. I also ate an entire bag of honey barbecue curly Fritos. Do you guys know that? Oh my God. They're kind of like the chili cheese Fritos. I ate all of them by myself on a plate. I poured them out onto a plate and ate them. What's wrong with me? Earlier this week, I was eating arugula and roasted vegetables. And today I'm eating dark chocolate with peanut butter and a bag of chips. Help me out, everybody. Wish me luck. Pray for me. God bless you. And remember, we shall find peace. We shall hear angels. We shall hear the sky sparkling with diamonds. That is Chekhov. I am Robin. You are Matt. Hey, that's an accidental shout out to Matt Booker, everybody. Anyway, I'm talking about Matt Booker of the Great Concavity Podcast. Check it out. He's also a dear friend who I write real letters back and forth to. It's one of my greatest pleasures. So thank you, Matt Booker, and thank you, Great Concavity. You guys, if you like David Foster Wallace, check out The Great Concavity. If you don't, check it out anyway. All right, everybody, good night. I love you. And I got nothing else to say. Bye.